Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
Everything hurts. I worked out. My legs.
Oh, hi, Scott. Great to see you again.
Hi, Andrew. It's like we haven't done this in weeks.
We have, though.
I know, but I feel like we're never hanging out anymore.
We do hang out, Scott.
Welcome to Serial Killers.
Okay.
Today is Monday, January 23rd.
Yep.
Big apologies for no bowl chat last week.
I mean, we could have done a bowl chat, but you were like, no, I have a feeling that we won't get to it. So let's just do Serial Killers. So
let's
just be known that this is Wednesday, January 18th, when this was recorded.
False.
This was Wednesday, January 18th. I said, let's do a bowl chat. Just get it up. No, it's too late.
This is not argument time. And yesterday.
It is. What do you think this whole show is?
We were supposed to record
Serial
it yesterday.
Killers.
And you couldn't. You couldn't. That's why it doesn't. Come on, man.
Serial.
Let's get past our gripes and let's
move
forward.
I don't have a gripe.
Yeah,
I would
do.
Just. I have
Listen,
zero gripes.
I know the listeners aren't as important to you as they are to me.
And
it's fine.
It is.
It's
there
totally
it is,
fine.
Folks. Nothing has changed. Same old Scotty, new studio space.
What are you talking about, man?
Yeah.
We were supposed to do it yesterday, and you're like, oh, maybe 20 minutes. He's still here.
Yeah, because when he's here, he'll ask me questions.
I get it.
So where am I going to be? Oh, hold on. Can you wait on what you're doing? I have to eat cereal.
Do you remember on the show, on the actual big show, he said how important the Serial Killers podcast
yes.
is?
Yes.
He said it's
yes.
a very important.
I don't disagree. It's a great time.
Then that's your excuse. When he says, oh, we have
oh,
a meeting,
yeah,
say,
that's my excuse.
Yeah, just say, remember you said how important it is? I have to record it real quick.
Yeah, without that show, this show doesn't exist.
And vice versa.
Okay.
Hey, let's go, because today's very exciting. Are you ready?
It's my super short show.
I don't think that you're as excited as you should be.
Do you know what that's from?
It's from an early 2000s kids show.
Yeah, Disney.
Disney what?
Disney Channel.
But what?
He would do like, it's my super short show.
I don't know what that
and
is.
And then it would be, and there, okay. So you just, so why were you saying like, oh, it's a show?
Because you said you don't even know what that is. So I guessed because you are from the early 2000s.
I am from early 2000s.
That's
hello, everybody. I am from year to early 2000.
Are you ready?
Have you heard of Blue Dabba D? Great song. Mm. I am from early 2000.
Jeff is
Jeff.
Out there. Yeah, you know, everybody just comes in.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
I was just coming to put an intercom panel in here.
Oh, cool. We'll be probably about 17 minutes.
Oh, you bet.
Is that it?
I know.
Go have some lunch on Andrew. Give him the card.
Oh, my God. Did you have
Give
to...
Give him the card.
Would he not... Did he not like that for the intercom? So you had to get that?
It has nothing to do with that.
Well,
you don't understand technology.
You don't, because Scotty actually does a lot of work in here
yes.
in the morning. And it's too
See?
Cumbersome. For
Validation.
Him. It is. I'll give Scotty credit for that.
Yeah.
That's why we designed this specifically for him.
Yeah. Validation, Andrew. Validation.
So he isn't so easily distracted by your noisy printer.
That's right.
What's that? Oh,
wait, hold on, Jeff. Could you just like?
Are you there?
I can't hear a thing.
So next time Andrew is unavailable, which is almost always, it's going to be Scotty and Jeff. I'm so excited. Will you do bowl chat with me next week?
I would love to do
we'll just
bowl
bitch
chat.
About everything for an hour.
We'll bitch about Andrew for an hour.
Sweet.
Won't it be the first time?
On bowl chat Wednesday, it's Jeff and Scott. Cannot wait. All right, Andrew, listen, you're going to be really excited for this.
Whoa,
it's
whoa.
Better than the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. Are you ready?
It's sure Scooty.
Do you even know what that is?
From?
The Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity?
That is from Archie Comics.
What the hell? No, it is actually a very former, very popular item at the restaurant that I'm talking about. It's a breakfast food, the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. And it was
IHOP.
It was cereal. It was embarrassing for people to say, so they had to put on a disguise when ordering the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. Look up the commercial on YouTube. you remember? We could do that still, right?
Yes, Scott.
Go ahead. Go to YouTube, and while I'm getting the box prepared...
Do you want to explain to me what YouTube is? Because it seems like you're really, really trying to
go to YouTube.com.
Have you heard of YouTube? Everyone's doing it. Rudy Tootie Tootie.
You know how to spell that?
Fresh and fruity.
All right, so anyway, while you're looking for that, hi, Scott and Andrew, saw this on a video on Instagram and thought of you guys.
Where is that? Why is this not coming through?
Because the stupid man box is stupid.
Okay.
All right, so I'll finish reading.
Okay.
I had to send it to you guys. Got a box for myself as well, so I can...
I'm going to have the Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity.
Yep, it's back for a limited time. The $6 Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity Combo. 2 eggs, 2 bacon strips, and 2 fruit top pancakes.
That's too
only
recent.
For IHOP. Download
That's
the
too
app.
Recent.
And then free...
That's too recent.
You need the one from like the late 80s, early 90s. Yeah, that girl.
We have a great breakfast at the International House of Pancakes restaurant.
Look how she's dressed.
I'll have the Rudy Tootie.
Fresh the Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity Breakfast.
I'll have the Rudy Tootie.
2 eggs, 2 bacon, 2 sausage, 2 fruit top pancakes, strawberry, blueberry, peach, or cinnamon apple.
Mm.
People just love the breakfast.
I'll have the Rudy Tootie.
They just take the name.
Rudy Tootie, only $3.99 at your IHOP now.
$3.99? Wow, she looked like a wench. Did you see how she was dressed? Well, she was dressed like a wench.
She's dressed like a wench.
The Rudy Tootie Fresh. Did you see how expensive it got? It was $6.
So
it was $6 in the early 2000s.
That's crazy.
It was only $3.99 in the late 80s.
You're going to hit me with that like very soon.
May I cut your cornea with a paper?
That is one of my biggest fears of all time.
Anyway, so I got a box for myself as well so I can try it with the kids when the episode airs. Much love, Wendy in Brooklyn. So Wendy ordered this for us from Amazon. What are you doing?
I'm just texting.
Oh, I see. You delaying your lunch?
No.
With our friend Nick?
Because have you not taken out the Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity cereal?
Because you have business to talk about?
Business.
He has bees, people.
Yeah.
Check it out, Andy! Woo! It's here! IHOP Mini Pancake Cereal.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm actually very excited for this. This is going to be... What is the flavor?
Blueberry. What's the matter?
There's no, like, maple syrup
one? It's not an actual Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity.
No, I'm saying it's not pancake cereal.
It is. It's blueberry and syrup.
I know, but there's no just, like, normal one?
No, it's blueberry.
That's it?
Yes.
That was the only flavor?
Yes.
Oh.
Yay!
I was looking forward to like a little pancake cereal.
All right. Well, I mean, if you checked our Instagram post from months back, you would have seen what it was. You didn't even like it.
Can you just be a human
but you didn't
for
even,
like 2 seconds?
You didn't even
Instead
like it.
Instead of every single thing being like, oh, do you really like that? Probably not. Oh, you didn't check out Instagram from 6 months ago? It's a loser. It's going to be
delicious.
Good. Can I feel one? I'm not going to eat it. I just want to know what the consistency
is. It has the appearance of cookie crisp.
Okay, yeah, this is hard. I thought it was going to be maybe a little soft.
And I'll tell you what, it's probably made on the same machine as Cookie Crisp because Cookie Crisp is made by?
Post.
No.
General Mills.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It used to be Ralston.
Thank you.
Ralston Purina back in the day.
That's cool.
Yep. So they look like Cookie Crisp. But they're just blue.
And they smell.
And even the
very
little
blueberry.
Even the little chunks that used to be on the chocolate chip cookie crisp, it's the same. The little blue chunks now.
Yeah. They look like they're speckled.
2% bowl and basket reduced fat milk.
The appearance is almost like it has mold on it.
Yeah. Yeah, like you found it under an old couch.
Yeah. That's so nasty.
This is actually Cookie Crisp from 1994, and we found it under the couch.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So excited.
Ready? Oh, who's calling?
Yeah.
It's not as flavorful as it smells.
No.
Right?
I'm tasting more syrup than I am blueberry.
That's good for you. You like that.
Yeah, but I would have loved it without the blueberry.
Here's my diagnosis.
Okay.
This is blueberry cookie crisp. That's what this is.
Okay.
It is. Because the consistency is exactly, it's the same machine as the cookie crisp, I'm telling you. So it is blueberry cookie crisp. They could just rebrand it if the IHOP deal goes away.
I'm going to give this 3 bowls. It's not bad. It's not my favorite. I think it's kind of going off the name brand, and that's meh.
I'm going to give it 3 bowls and a spoon. I like it. It's got something different because there aren't very many blueberry cereals out there.
Yeah.
I like it. Is it artificially flavored or naturally? Naturally and artificially flavored. Can you put your phone on the floor? Like, it's vibrating the whole table. I feel it. And it's disrupting my It's disrupting
what?
My view of life.
Your view of life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, the milk is blue.
Oh, my God.
Try the milk. That milk's got it. I would bottle that.
I don't really taste it.
What?
I don't really taste the blueberry milk.
Well, three balls in a spoon. That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's kind of running off the name, and I don't... Meh. It's just meh.
Did you ever use the sticky, gross boysenberry syrup from the syrup caddy
yes.
at IHOP?
Yes.
They don't have those anymore. You know they got rid of them.
COVID, probably.
Hold on. I take it back. The IHOPs in my area no longer have the syrup caddy.
Wait.
Hold on. They might have it in your neck of the woods.
Is that District 3? Where House Representative George Santos is?
Listen, I didn't realize that he was my guy.
Yeah.
I didn't vote for him.
The whole time I was looking at it and was thinking to myself, like, isn't that where Scotty kind of is in that area?
Well, see, I got confused because he's also Queens and I'm Nassau
well,
County.
Well, he says he's from Queens, but he also says he's from like 17 other places.
No, but his district also includes part of Queens, which is so weird. If you know the New York area at all, it's Nassau County, Long Island, and Queens is attached to it, but... Queens is New York City.
Yeah.
Nassau County is not.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of odd the way the congressional district lies.
That's the way they drew the districts.
But I do remember at my polling place at the grade school, the elementary school, there was a George Santos sign. I was like, who's this guy? And I didn't vote for him. But now I realize that he's my congressman.
George Santos.
For now.
He actually came up with the idea of Serial Killers podcast.
He
so
did.
Thank you, George.
And he gave this cereal six bowls a month ago.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, shall we move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to see this one. I think also is new. The box doesn't say new.
Okay.
We've never had it. I've never seen it before.
Big
Secret
day.
Squirrel Joel sent me a picture the other day. He's like, we got this. You ever had? First of all, his game is back. Secret Squirrel Joel. He was out of the game for a little bit because he moved shop rights and, you know, he had a lot
you
going on.
You make it sound like he's like a drug dealer, like, it's Secret Squirrel Joel.
Yeah.
First of all, we call him Secret Squirrel Joel, which could be like a drug dealer's name. Like, oh, yeah, Secret Squirrel just texted me. He wants me to go outside to get a box. Oh, yeah, no, he's got the hookup again.
Yeah.
He's doing good. He's moving product.
Hey, man, he's a good guy. When he sees new stuff on the shelf, boom, sends me a picture. He hadn't for a little while because, you know, he's going through some changes there store to store. Now it's on again.
He's got the hookup. I heard he's delivering Frosted Flakes from Mexico.
Look, that's not sugar. So it's not as exciting as a cereal. It's
got
good.
Lucky Charms from Canada.
It's good.
It's a big, big one.
But, you know, this is not an exciting cereal, but it's new and different a little bit. So it's Great Grains from Post. Red Berry Almond Crunch.
Okay, I'm actually looking forward to this.
Yeah, so when cereal companies say red berry, it's always just strawberries. So I don't know why they don't say that. Like Special K, red berry. It's strawberries.
Strawberries. It's strawberries.
I'm shaking the box now, Andy, because
it's strawberries.
You know, contents may settle during shipment.
Shake the box.
Where's the other one?
You never sent me the other one.
You just go in the system and get it.
I don't know what the system is.
And I'm going to be completely honest with you. What happened? This dumb box. Stupid man box.
You literally don't know what you're talking about. Ever. Ever in humanity.
Anyway.
You just say things with your mouth, but don't realize what you're actually saying.
I'm going to have to go into the old email server and find the attachment.
What the hell is an email server? You put words together.
Isn't that what it's called?
Oh, yeah. I got to go check the Bootstrap FTP. I got to see.
I don't love the smell of this.
It's a...
For the smell of it.
Gigantic flakes.
What song? Ooh, for the smell of it.
Little Richard?
That's Shoop.
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 Shoop. Ooh, 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 for the smell of it.
Okay.
Okay, so there's almond slivers, red berries, which are strawberries.
Red berries. Red berries.
Flakes and clusters.
Cereal for your families. Oh, wow. Deanna is looking at us right now.
Hi.
Hi, Deanna.
Oh, I totally forgot. Deanna said that... She said she could record it there, too.
Oh, wow.
And then send it to us.
Oh, that would be so much easier.
I totally forgot.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. Let's figure that out. Maybe next week we'll do it on that camera.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it looks.
Sounds good.
Ew. That'd be loads of fun. I don't see many clusters in here. But
do you remember when we left the old studio and you farted?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
You, like, audibly farted in the old studio.
Well, I mean, usually farts are audible unless they're SBDs.
No, you, like, what?
Huh?
Subtle.
SBD? Please don't tell me you've never heard of SBD.
Silent but deadly.
Yes, Andrew.
I was thinking subtle, but.
That fart was very subtle. Here we go. Red berries. Make sure you get almond and red berry and cluster.
My
and
mouth
flake.
Is going to get so itchy after this.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Shut up.
The berries have rehydrated nicely. I will
like
say that.
That.
They're a little bit chewy, but I like it.
Yeah.
Because with the Special K, a lot of times they just stay crunchy.
Mm.
I mean, they are real strawberries.
I'm iffy on this one.
It's not very different from Special K, except for the fact that there's almonds in it, which you can't really taste. The almonds.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan. I give this 2 bowls and a spoon.
I'm going to give it 3 bowls and a spoon. I do like it.
The strawberries are a little chewy.
Yeah, I said that.
I don't like it.
I kind of do because they taste fresh.
Well, I kind of don't.
That's my lunch.
That's your lunch?
I think I just spit on your box.
Thanks.
Want to take a break?
Oh, yeah, we do that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. He's going to want to play it again. Should we take a break?
Let's take a break, Andy.
We'll be back.
Right after this.
This.
Damn it!
I win!
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech!
And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back!
What's up, everybody?
Well, what is in the house? I am Scott.
You're such a jerk. All right, so those were kind of two new cereals.
I will say, I did laugh at one of your posts on Instagram the other day.
What'd I do?
Because you used the term kiddos.
Why is that funny? See, I was about to post, I'm not even kidding. When I was typing kiddos, your face popped into my head. And I'm like, maybe I should come up with a different word.
It just seems like it's such like a mom thing. Like, this mama loves her kiddos, and she takes her kiddos out every day. Mm. I love my kiddos. I took them to a theme park. I had the best time with the kiddos.
I was trying to think of what word I should use. I was just going to put kids, but I thought kiddos was more fun.
Yeah, the way I read it was like this.
Here we go. I'll get the next cereal ready, okay?
Yeah, you're curating, remember?
Curator.
Yeah, you're curating.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, look. Oh, thanks, Fred the Mailman.
Oh, I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, Fred the Mailman just posted about us on Instagram. The Scotty B. Andrew Pug. Josh Dynamic is as delightful as a ball-shaped cereal.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but that's cool.
Yeah!
Stamps went up, you know that, right?
What?
They're going up, I think, this week, 60 cents. Isn't that crazy? I didn't even know how much a stamp was. I thought it was a quarter. Right?
Yeah, quarters.
So hoard the forever stamps now because
I have
a
whole bunch of them.
We send so much mail, you know.
I have a lot of forever stamps, actually.
I don't really send much mail anymore. Every once in a while, you know, I'll send back the Publisher's Clearinghouse thing.
I had a fun day with the kiddos in the city. Took them to see my new studio at Z100. Took a ride in the jankety, filthy Uber. Had the out-of-control spinach dip at Hillstone Midtown. And then did some shopping. Ashley went to Brandy Melville, USA. And Cooper at TJ Maxx. She cracks me up, those kiddos.
That's how I read it. Exactly like that.
Oh, he farted. He tooted.
You know what?
It wasn't silent. Hope these mics don't pick that up.
They did. They for sure did.
That's spectacular.
That is not for the kiddos. That is not kiddo approved.
Anyway, excuse me. My apologies. You make me laugh sometimes, and it's involuntary.
It means you laugh till you pooted.
Yes. Good thing I didn't shart. Cocoa shells.
From who?
Lidl.
Oh, cool.
We haven't done a Lidl in a while.
I feel like we did these.
We didn't. We did Cocoa Moons.
Oh, okay.
Look at that wackadoo monkey on there.
His name would be...
That lion on the back is
Mr.
angry.
Mr. Monkey.
There's a back lion there? He's angry.
Oh, yeah. He's going to eat the monkey.
They kind of chilled out with the barcodes a little bit. Remember, they used to be like all up and down, all over the place?
Yeah.
There's one there, there's one there, there's one there, there's one there,
yeah.
There's one there.
It looks a lot better.
It does. I didn't like those big lines.
It was
everywhere.
Too extreme.
So I can tell just from shaking this, these are going to be really crunchy.
Yeah.
We've done other Choco Pick. Do you remember Choco Pick?
Yeah.
That was the Mexican cereal, the cereal from Mexico. Can I say Mexican cereal?
Yes.
Or do I have to say the cereal from Mexico? I don't want to offend anyone.
I feel like this is one of those boomer things where it's like, I don't want to offend you. It's like nobody's offended. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, they're very shiny. Like a shiny jiny. There you go, Andy. I told you that story one time.
My hiney, so charm and shiny.
So they're like little cups almost. Some of them are flat. It's weird. The machine didn't quite know what to do. So some of them are more cup-like and some of them are more flaky flat-like.
Ooh, I don't like that. This is...
They're glossy.
Yeah, they're like paper.
It's a good source of fiber. No artificial colors.
What?
It's a good source of fiber.
You did not say it like
What'd
that.
What'd I say?
You had a transatlantic accent.
What?
Like you meant full Jackie Kennedy. It's a good sauce of...
I'm sorry if I did. I'm sorry.
Listen back, folks.
I also said fiber.
Pick up his Jackie Kennedy.
So it's made with fair trade cocoa. We're very happy about that. Fair trade. So that means like little kids didn't do it for a quarter an hour, right?
That's great.
Is that what that means?
I guess.
There's a jungle... artificially flavored. Jerks. Why can't you use real cocoa? Hold on a second.
Here we go.
Wait, no. I'm curious. It says fair trade cocoa, but then it says artificially flavored. So what is it flavored with if it's not cocoa? But it says cocoa. I don't like the word cocoa. Cocoa.
You're saying it a lot.
Sweetened wheat cereal by Lidl. He's drinking chocolate milk.
Okay.
Oh, putting in a bowl with milk? That's a serving suggestion. You eat it however you want, but we suggest it with milk. That's so stupid. Why do they have to write that? I'm just curious. Or are they suggesting that you eat it next to a monkey in a hammock drinking chocolate milk? Maybe
I would
that.
Actually love that method. I would appreciate
it. Is that available somewhere? Because I'm into that.
Eating the cereal next to a monkey?
Yeah, in a hammock while he drinks chocolate milk.
While wearing a surfer.
Wheat semolina, sugar, whole grain wheat flour, cocoa.
Can you just pour the milk?
There's
like,
cocoa in there.
Really studying this?
Oh, we don't talk about other podcasts on this show.
What?
Glucose syrup, malt extract, salt, natural flavor, cinnamon. Hmm. Oh, it's a product.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny. It just clicked.
Of course it did. Click. Remember that? Click from last week.
Oh.
That was good. By the way, I found it in ShopRite.
Oh, my God. They were so good.
Okay. They have all different ones. There's cornflakes and there's balls.
I don't know. Did you visit Jackie Kennedy's grave recently?
Because
you're going full transatlantic.
It's meth.
Oh. You might be.
Will you silence that, please? It's so loud. It scared me. I almost farted again. All right. Come on. Let's just eat this and get out of here. Please, I want to go home. You're making me nuts today. Here we go. Come on. One, two, three, go.
Mmm.
It's very chocolatey.
So good.
I just don't understand the artificially flavored thing with the cocoa, because what's artificial about it?
I don't know.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's better than the Choco Pick.
I don't really remember what I gave that.
I know.
I give it 3 bowls.
You could use a little bit more chocolate. It was good. The first bite is good.
Yeah, first good bite of flavor, and then it disappears.
Yeah. That was a little disappointing.
Yeah, it goes downhill quick.
Andrew, three balls.
Yeah.
Scott, I will also do three balls.
This was a meh episode, but with lots of laughs.
Yeah, it was good fun.
Yeah.
I was just going to say something and I forgot. Damn it.
Sorry.
It was going to be funny at your expense, but I don't remember what it was.
Well, I'm sure you'll remember when I'm not here.
No, because as Cooper says, memory loss. Memory loss.
Maybe you do have memory loss.
She's like, can we go to Chili's tonight? I'm like, sure. And then an hour later, I'm like, what do you want to do for dinner? And she goes, memory loss.
Well, here's the thing. I think TikTok is really starting to cause brain rot for people.
Yeah.
Because now everybody is like,
the milk is great.
Hey, guys, you might have ADHD if you accidentally, like, forget where you're going. What if I'm just forgetful?
Yeah.
No, you might have this. No, you might have that. And if anybody tells you no, believe it.
I mean, I walk into a room and forget why.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody does that. It's when, like, you're holding your keys and you don't know why you have keys.
Ew, look at the blueberry stuff now.
I said that.
Mold cup.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
Ooh. All right.
We appreciate you, sweethearts.
You know, with the phone, dude. Why wouldn't
with the phone, dude.
It's Nick again.
I know, because we're going to go eat lunch.
Doesn't he know what we're doing?
I told him, but I also said 12 o'clock is when I'd have lunch with him.
Why don't you have him make some honey cereal?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say.
Okay, here.
No, our friend Gabe, it's cereal time.
Hey, Nick.
What are you doing?
Nick.
Nick.
Hold on, Nick.
Your phone is broken.
No, it's not, Nick. Hold on one sec. Nick.
Hi, Nick. We're almost done.
Okay, let me know when you could release Andrew.
I was wondering if you could make some sort of honey cereal for us.
Oh, I could try my best.
Yeah, we want to try some honey cereal from the beehive. You and Andrew going to talk some bees next? Is that why you're leaving? Business?
Yes.
You're going to talk business?
Exactly. We're going to talk some business.
You've said this joke 42 times.
All right. We're going to wrap it up. I'm letting Andrew go in a minute. We just have to take a picture, and then he can go.
Okay.
All right, buddy. We'll see you in a few.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
I'm coming to lunch, too. Okay, bye. Real quick, our friend.
Oh, hi, Josh.
Oh, come on. Hi, Josh. All right. Josh isn't here. Just really quick. Let's wrap it up. I have to say a fond farewell to our friend Gabe. It's cereal time. Cereal time. Cereal time. Oh, the video series. He's wrapping it up. He doesn't want to do them anymore. He's got too much going on in his world.
Oh, wow.
He does a great job with it. And he's just doing a few more, you know, and
maybe
then he's
he
done.
Could be a guest on this podcast.
I would like Gabe to come on the show.
Okay, cool.
All right. Thanks, Josh. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, Josh.
We might be here Wednesday with an all new Bowl Chat. Not sure. Maybe Josh will join me. Maybe Jeff will join me because you're going to be too busy. Please follow us on all social platforms at Serial Killers PC. Check out SerialKillersPC.com. Thank you very much, Other Scott, with your brand new beautiful studio. And we'll see you next time.
All right.
Until then, say crunch.
Crunch!
Oh, there's Nick. Waiting. He's waiting for you right there.
Oh, wow. Look at everybody.
Everyone's here.
Yeah.
All right, well, you hit that.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Buenos Dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz.
And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech!
And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.